But right now, every week we bring you the latest news from the front lines of the four-year global war being waged by the Bush administration. And here with today's dispatch from the War on Brains is war correspondent Mort Milfington.
Dateline, the Pentagon, the world's largest office structure, yet so efficiently built, it only takes 7 minutes to move between any two points in the building, especially when you're running from a plane. The War on Brains continues, you unrepentant, echo-booming, sofa-assed heroes of the Burger Wars. While you were busy creaming over Avril Lavigne's latest pseudo-punk foray into fake King angst, the neocon desk militia at Fort Bumble began a relentless march into the from their family circus-covered cubicles deep into your bedrooms, where they're now rifling through your Blockbuster receipts and sniffing your yoga mat. Last week, the Department of Defense, or DOD, announced the inevitable, that it was ready to collect personal and confidential information on 16 to 18-year-olds for a new Army recruitment database designed to help America do two things. One, kill more insurgents. And two, kill more college-age students.
Oh, man.
The database will include students' birth dates, social security numbers, ethnicities, grade point averages, fields of study, email addresses, and every sad thing Mark Maron ever wrote in the Jon Stewart chat room under the pseudonym Candy Girl.
Wait a minute.
Shameful.
Do I need that?
Ignominious.
All right.
Mark.
What?
The information in these files will enable the government to ruthlessly study and select our children for sleazy exploitation faster than a micro camera hidden in one of Michael Jackson's llamas. Soon, heartless recruiters will be roaming our neighborhoods like salesmen, searching for victims, and armed with so much sensitive personal information, it'll make the Scientologists look like Amway.
Recruiters? Door-to-door recruiters?
That's right, Mark. Ever meet a fellow by the name of Rumsfeld?
What's the fella's line?
Never worries about his line.
Never worries about his line?
Or doggone thing. He's just a bang beat, bell ringing, big hall, great go, neck or nothing, rip-roaring every time a bullseye salesman. That's Secretary Rumsfeld. He's an Army man.
He's a what?
And he sells war to the kids in town with the big brass bombs and the rat-a-tat guns and the piccolo with uniform suit with the shiny gold braid on the coat with a big red stripe running down.
But he doesn't know the territory.
Or doggone thing. Is it the bang, beat, bell, ringing, big hall, great go, neck or nothing, rip roaring every time a bullseye salesman. That's Secretary Rumsfeld. He's an Army man.
He doesn't know the territory.
You can bicker. You can talk. Bicker. You can talk all you want.
All right, Mort, I'm through with this now.
Look, what do you talk? You can bicker.
Mark, shut up. Just shut up already.
Mark, Romney's failed attempt at running a war doesn't give him the right to decimate the next generation of bad poets and philosophy majors any more than your failed career in musical theater gives you the right to yell at me for being a sensitive artist. Remember that the next time Marky Jr. comes back from the home ec class and tells you you hate his freedom. And that's today's dispatch from
the War on Brains.
Yeah. That was very good.
Yeah, did yourself today.
Shipoopy. The girl was hard to get.
I was worried at the beginning because you're starting to get tangled up, and I thought, we're never going to get through this.
But, but you know how it is.
You pulled it off.
It's like 3 in the morning, isn't it? I haven't slept.
Something like, you haven't slept? What were you up doing?
Writing this crap. Searching all over the internet for the Music Man. What do you think I'm doing?
Did the burger fumes get to you? Are you okay?
Yeah, that pink patty has a face on it still.
Kayla was eating a breakfast cheeseburger, and apparently it's very raw in size, but you know, it's nice, and there's nothing to worry about, according to the USDA spokesman.
This didn't come from the twitching cow.
No, I would hope not. It tastes good. It doesn't taste mad cowy, does it?
No.
Tastes
great. That's a champion.
Yeah, but, and what do you got? What are you eating there with it, Kalo?
Some fries with ketchup.
That's good. That's good at 7 in the morning.
It's delicious.
It's almost like, what, are your parents out of town?
They are. I mean,
it's a hamburger. It's like one of those things. It's like, you know what? I'm going to do whatever I want. I'm having cake. No dinner.
This should digest in about 10 years. So don't worry about that.
Oh, good.
Wait, so now, you that's right, we do the vegetarian thing with you, man. So what do you eat for breakfast as a vegetarian guy? I mean, do you eat a lot of cheese?
Yeah.
Do you find that if it backs you up a little bit? I'm just curious.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's where the psyllium husk comes in.
Oh, so you eat cheese and psyllium husks. So you actually have to count.
Psyllium husks?
That's right.
You know what that is, right?
It's so,
I know what psilocybin is.
No. It's a completely different effect. Right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, wrong piece.
Wrong decade, Captain Trip.
Hey. Watch your mouth, all right?
The colors. Psyllium husks. No, this could be pretty much one color with the husks.
Gray?
I would hope not. Psyllium husks is a laxative, Mark. It's a naturally occurring laxative from the husks of psyllium. It's what the Metamucil is made out of, I believe.
Cliff bars.
Really?
Cliff bars.
Does that have psyllium husk in it?
Oh, I use it to clear myself out and clean the sink.
How about an AutoZone? We got an AutoZone?
Get into the zone!
AutoZone! Nice work. Can I see your driver's license and registration?
Oh, Jim.
California.
You're doing great work here.
Yeah.
You know, you really are. And we really appreciate you coming down.
Yeah, see you in court.
Wait, that's the other guy.
Sorry.
It's all right. AutoZone!
What the hell was that?
I'm sorry, man. I was trying to...
You know, just stay in your own area.
Remember your plate.
All right, well, you can get out of it now. Could you get out of my area?
Yeah.
So you got things to do.
Time for a nap.
All right. It's been a hard day.
Bye!
Yeah, maybe you can churn out two jokes by the end of the day, if that'd be all right for tomorrow. Thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Ooh,
coming up. Oh, come on!